The first lesson a student in medical school learns is how to put on those thin, stretchy, protective gloves. It's also the second and third lesson. It's that important. And it's really important to know how to take them off. The gloves are personal protective equipment, or PPEs, and they're essential to keep medical staff safe. But so many non-medical people are using them now, so we have invited an expert to tell us the correct way to put these gloves on and to take them off. Dr. Naheed Bedelia is an infectious disease physician and the medical director of the Special Pathogens Unit at Boston Medical Center. Tell us how important, with COVID-19, these protective gloves are.
Yeah, the biggest reasons gloves may help in those situations is that you are doing a lot of work picking up things that might be contaminated, and you're providing direct care to people who might be sick. And gloves allow you to take that off and protect yourself by washing your hands right after.
Okay, so with the gloves that you have there, if you can put them on and describe how you're doing it, and more importantly afterwards, take them off, because that's a huge factor. So first, tell us how you put them on.
Sure. First and foremost, even before you put your gloves on, you have to wash your hands, or you have to sanitize your hands. And the reason why is because if your hands are dirty, you're just putting those dirty hands into the gloves. So I'm currently washing, I'm sanitizing my hands because I'm not near a sink. And there's a great website on WHO. WHO has a great sort of pattern how you do this to completely clean your hands. You then take the gloves, you put the gloves on, ensuring as you're putting them on that there are no tears and there's no bits of the gloves that are disintegrated so that you can get full protection. So now you do what you need to do. And the next step that you take is you reach for the wrist of the first glove. Try not to touch your skin, because if you touch your skin with the dirty gloves, you're going to get sick. So you pull up from the wrist without touching your skin over your fingers of the first hand. And you've inverted the glove at this point, and you dispose of it.
Go back to after you clean your hands. I'm unclear on whether both gloves are on now or not. So after you clean your hands, then what?
So you clean your hands. Next thing you do is you put on the gloves, and you're doing that right now. You put the gloves on. And after you put the gloves on and they're on, you take a look to make sure that there are no holes or no breaks in the gloves. Sometimes if they've been affected by heat or if they've been stored for a long period of time, that's a concern. Now you provide the care that you're providing or do the task that you're doing. When you're ready to take them off, find yourself near a trash can, because you don't want to put the gloves anywhere else. You want them to go straight into the trash where nobody else will touch them because they're contaminated. When you take them off, you take the fingers of your first hand and create sort of a pinch motion. And you reach for the base of the second glove without touching your skin. You don't want to contaminate your skin with your dirty glove.
And when you say the base, you mean the part around your wrist?
The part around my wrist, exactly.
Okay, and you're not touching your skin at the same time?
You are not touching your skin at the same time, because you do not want to touch your skin with the dirty gloves.
Okay, so then with the second glove?
So what you do is you pull the first glove off, inverting it, and then throwing it into the trash directly. The second glove, you put a finger underneath the glove. This time you are touching your skin because you don't have a glove on the other hand. You put a finger under the second glove and you invert it again outward, and you throw it into the trash can gently.
Because you don't want to touch the outside of that glove.
Exactly, because at that point your second hand is bare. Your first hand, rather, is bare.
And then do you have to wash your hands after?
That's exactly right, because you don't know if you did end up contaminating yourself in that process. So the next thing you'll do is go to the sink and wash your hands with soap and water.
Now, this is best medical practice. Is it necessarily something that we have to do at home?
Oh, the same principles apply. If you're using the gloves, you should be using it the right way. The principles around washing your hands, the principles around not contaminating your skin when you take off the gloves, and making sure you dispose of them right away so that other people do not come into contact with them.
I've actually seen a bunch in parking lots and outdoors kind of discarded. I saw one yesterday along with a mask. I'm not sure who thought that was a good idea.
It's a disaster, right? Yeah, exactly. And so then, what makes you worried about people who clean this trash out there and whether they have personal protective equipment, because now they're having to touch this dirty gloves and masks without any protection.
Any other words of advice?
That would be the major one. But I think for most people, the main thing is, knowing how this disease is transmitted, hand washing and making sure you don't touch your face with your hands is the major thing.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bedelia. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Naheed Bedelia is the medical director of the Special Pathogens Unit at Boston Medical Center.